I'm excited to welcome our next guest to the show, Jimmy Tickey. He is a political strategist here in Connecticut and recent author of the book Organizing to Win, The Art and Science of Running for Office. And the timing of his book release is actually kind of interesting, especially during what I feel like is not just this most recent election, but in recent years. People feeling like it's worth running or getting into politics in general. And I just think the timing of his book is quite excellent, actually. So Jimmy and I actually got connected, over a year ago, doing an event for a nonprofit in the Valley. And I was immediately really excited to connect with him because he is not only a political strategist in the state, he has a very impressive background, but he also had just launched this new segment that he does with Themis Claridis, where it's really hearing from both sides of the aisle. It's called the Capitol Rundown. It's on WFSB. But Jimmy's been continuing to do a lot of great work of getting all voices heard at the table and really, I think, bringing politics back to a healthy place here in Connecticut, especially. So he joins us now. And Jimmy, I'm glad to have you on the show finally. It took long enough.
It did. Thank you so much, Melissa. And that was a lot of fun. We were both judges for the Youth of the Year for our Lower Naugatuck Valley Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it was one of those moments where we kept looking at each other and giving each other the look of like, we should be working together more. And we this was eventually going to happen. So I'm very excited to have you on the show and certainly talk about your book. But I want to discuss first, Jimmy, I knew your book was coming out, obviously, because you and I talked about this, but you had posted something on election day, and it really was the perfect segue to talking about the importance of what you wrote, again, Organizing to Win. What were you discussing, you know, when you had posted that on election day and getting people involved in politics? What were you talking about?
Well, I found it so interesting that on election day morning, which always has the most excitement for us in the political world, this is kind of like our Super Bowl, the headline on election day in many of the papers was a story that was about how both political parties really struggled to even find candidates. And so I had sent that to you and I posted it up because, one, parties are having trouble even finding candidates. And two, we all know that local turnout in these local elections is always so very low. You know, for a presidential race, turnout will be so high because it really captures everyone's attention. It used to be that all politics is local, but now it seems like it's national politics all the time. And so few people vote in these local elections. So in Connecticut, it seems like most of the numbers are now in, and it looks like we're at about 36%, which is actually pretty good. Usually we're at 30% or lower, but it's really nothing to celebrate when 3 out of 10 eligible voters are going to vote on the races that really make the biggest impact on your life, your roads, your sidewalks, your schools, your tax rates, development, libraries, town buildings, and everything in between. So it felt topical that parties struggle to find candidates right at this time when I had been working on this book for the last year and a half, really to make it more easy to understand for people to enter the political arena.
How do you feel, though, Jimmy, about, you know, you look at, for example, this past election cycle in Connecticut and the overwhelming amount of Republican seats that flipped to Democrat. And I mean, it's hard to overlook. And I had a lot of the winners of this election on the show the next morning. And, you know, every single one, of course, will start with we had amazing candidates running. They had great campaigns. And I'm not discrediting that at all. But what I do think is a huge missing part, and maybe this is why people don't want to run for office, is you can't discredit what's happening nationally. I mean, I think it's very hard to overlook what's going on in Washington and how that doesn't impact voters. So to some degree, I guess my question for you is, how do you motivate people to even want to run for office if you know that there is such a strong, I'd say, impression in voters' minds about what's happening in Washington, and that reflects what's happening in Connecticut? I have this argument all the time. A Democrat in Washington or a Republican in Washington actually is not what the average Democrat or Republican is here in Connecticut. But that doesn't translate to voters, honestly, too often today.
Right. I definitely think that what has been happening, particularly in the last 30 some odd days with the shutdown, has has been extreme. I think the federal government, this federal administration, played an outsized role in the local elections. I mean, you had the backdrop to local elections in the last month be people losing food and nutrition programs, food stamps, hearing and seeing that some airports were beginning to shut down or the threat of shutting down. And I think people really felt the squeeze of a federal government shutdown, of federal dysfunction, and the fact that, you know, Republicans do have the White House, the House, the Senate. And so I think that that certainly helped candidates. But I do think that a good candidate with a good team and a good message can win the day. I mean, I am in the Naugatuck Valley, which is traditionally, historically, a very Republican area, particularly in Shelton. And I always tell candidates, run on local issues, you know, localize your campaigns, because you're not running for president. The president's not on the ballot. You're running for whatever good ideas you have locally to fix something, make something better, generally improve life for people. So I don't want people to lose sight that running and getting involved locally can make such a difference. We could begin to bend back all this national attention going to kind of just the White House and really focus on our local communities, which, again, the people who serve in these offices, volunteers for so many of these boards, commissions, mayor seats, and all the rest, make such a huge impact. And I wanted to explain in the book how to begin to do that, look around, get involved. And I outline all the ways that someone can get involved in their community, maybe manage a campaign. How do you get involved? How do you advocate legislatively? And then think about running for office.
We're chatting with Jimmy Tickey, who is a political strategist here in Connecticut and also recent author, the book Organizing to Win, The Art and Science of Running for Office. And I wanted to get sort of your Cliff Notes version, Jimmy. Obviously, I want people to read the book, so don't give me all the good stuff. But give us, if you don't mind, maybe some key takeaways and some advice that you give to people if they're ever thinking about running for office.
Yes, well, thanks so much for having me again. So, look, I think more people need to get involved in the local government and in politics. I know that when I first got involved, I felt like an outsider. And I think a lot of people look at politics and they think how negative it can be. They look at the amount of money in politics, or they just feel like an outsider to politics. And so they think they don't have what it takes, or that that must be for others and not me. And democracy only works if people participate in it. So I break the book down into four parts, and the book is available for pre-order at organizingtowin.com. And the first part, we start with the basics. It's about looking around your town, getting involved, ways to get involved, asking you what drives you. And I've got a lot of interactive exercises, helpful action plans. We will look at the districts. We will talk about some numbers, do a little basic math, understanding what it takes to win, establishing your team, and what you do to create a candidate committee. Part two is all about the nuts and the bolts of a campaign. For those that say, well, maybe I don't want to run just yet, but I'm curious and I want to help, or maybe I know somebody or I know a young person who wants to get involved. So part two is all about what we call in politics the money mobilization and message, how you contact voters and mobilize voters, how you deal with local fundraising. It's not as much money as people think. Local fundraising is very different. Communication, messaging. And then I bring people through the days that will stress you out on a campaign, weathering different storms, attacks, debates, the scheduling, and really getting out voters to the polls and how you do that. And the end of the book, we peek just a little bit beyond Election Day, talking about the first steps you can do in office, how you really can build coalitions to get things done for people, tips for staffers and volunteers in this space, and this idea of year-round organizing, always being out in the community to make life better for people. So there's a lot of interactive infographics. I wanted it to be a very visual book so that I'm not just telling you what to do, but you can kind of see it all laid out. And I do incorporate a lot of my own personal stories because I've been a volunteer, an elected official, campaign manager, and all the rest. So I wanted to bring in some of my personal stories so people know there's some context for all the recommendations I'm making.
What made you, Jimmy, want to write this book? I mean, obviously, you just mentioned just a very quick snippet of your background and some of the experiences you have had. But to write a book to encourage people to run for office, regardless of their political affiliation, what led you to want to do that?
Yeah, and you know, the book is certainly political. It's really not partisan. And I think about a year and a half, it was in March 2024, I had been training candidates to run for office. And so I was really developing a lot of content and I was teaching people for free how to run. And I just thought, you know, it would be interesting if I were to put this all together in one kind of place. Maybe I could then make it as a little pamphlet. And with a pot of coffee over a rainy weekend, I just started typing. And I got so into the process. And a couple weeks later, I thought, I really think I have something here. And I looked around, and there's really not many books like this. There are certainly a lot of political memoirs, but a how-to book that brings in personal stories. I was a young person in politics. I'm not getting any younger, but, you know, I ran when I was in my early 20s in Shelton. I've run. I've served. I've been a volunteer, campaign manager. I've kind of advanced in party leadership. And I thought, I think this could be very helpful for people who just think that they're on the outside of politics. They think you need to be well connected. And I haven't found that that's true. I think you can really make it happen. But so often you go and decide to run for office and you look around and you think, what have I gotten myself into? You know, how do I learn how to do this? And so I think it really goes to kind of more mentorship, more training. And I think the book will be really helpful if people are just curious about politics. But if they do want to run, if a young person is thinking about, you know, maybe getting involved, I really think it will help lay out the ways that you could do it just so that the next person's path is that much easier.
And I'm also curious, Jimmy, if you, I mean, obviously your book can go to anybody, you know, it doesn't matter age, demographic, anything. But I am curious if you are encouraged when you hear about, in my opinion, younger and younger people getting into politics. So I was reading actually an article that was out of, excuse me, I don't know why I'm losing my voice, out of Westport. There was apparently a junior at the age of 20 years old, the youngest elective representative. I don't know why I'm losing my voice. I apologize, Jimmy. At 20 years old, youngest elected representative in Westport's history. I don't know if you heard about Addison Moore. Just one of the stories that came out of this election cycle. Did you hear about this?
Right. I heard about that. And I also saw a 22-year-old, I think, one town treasurer in Durham and the mayoral candidate for the Republicans in Hamden. I think he was 24.
He was young,
right?
Too. Yep.
Right. So, look, when I first ran, when I was 22, people thought that was really young. Now, that was about, you know, 15 years ago. So now you are really seeing young people get involved in their early 20s, run for positions and win. And look, I think no matter your age, get involved. For young people that are curious, come on into this space. We need to welcome people into politics. You know, things always work best when you do have a variety of opinions and experiences. You know, and you have people of different ages. I mean, if you're talking about the planning out of a town and how it will be developed, I mean, it's nice to have someone who is maybe a young person as you talk about what young people are looking for. I remember being on my planning and zoning commission and, you know, there was discussions about, well, what would a young person want? Well, I raised my hand. Well, here I am. You know, I think we'd really like mixed use developments, you know, with shops on the first floor and residences above and affordable places to live. So I think getting young people's perspectives will make government work that much better.
And this was something else. I talked to the Secretary of the State about this while we were gearing up for the election. And one thing I had said to her was, I think, you know, we've started to highlight financial literacy, for example, something that kids, when they graduate high school, should at least have a very basic understanding of financial literacy. I feel like we should do something very similar to civics and really understanding what different, you know, branches of government at the local level, even what that is. And I don't know what your thoughts are about that, but really, again, not so much. I mean, if it was up to me, I would just abolish parties altogether. So I know I'm kind of an outlier here. I think that, you know, we should just be getting involved with local matters, regardless if you have a D or an R next to your name. But I do think that we should be doing more to educate, you know, just the everybody in Connecticut, but really especially young people in getting engaged before they get to vote, you know, at college age. I think that's important.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And one of the reasons I ultimately decided to release the book, because I wrote it and I had so much fun writing it. It really took me back down memory lane. It made me think about all the moving parts of a campaign. The book is nearly 60,000 words. I mean, it's really a book. It's substantial. But when I thought, okay, am I really going to do this? I looked around And again, I was reminded by how few people vote, particularly in local elections. And there's so much reporting around the country. We just really don't teach civics anymore. And so, you know, young people are not being exposed in the way that people were maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, where you're just being taught not partisan politics, but just how government works and civics and how your voice is important. You know, one person can make a difference in circulating a local petition or going to a public hearing or getting elected to a board. I have seen it. I have experienced it. And it's in the book how, you know, one person can make a difference. And so it is. It's unfortunate that we just don't teach it the way we used to. It doesn't always come through. Things have become so partisan. I start the book talking about my own family. We would talk about the issues of the day. My mm-hmm. parents were unaffiliated voters, but we would really just kind of talk about the issues. And I'd be a kid just overhearing this. It wasn't partisan, but it really was a lesson in civics about how all this works. And so I think more does need to be done. I think the Secretary of the State's doing a great job to really bring back some civics in a way where people can just understand the levels of government and how they can get involved in it.
Yeah. And again, another way you can do that is to read this book, Organizing to Win. Now, it is being released in January of 2026. However, I'm going to put a link on this podcast with Jimmy Tickey on our website, voiceofct.com, to pre-order the book. And Jimmy is signing every pre-ordered copy. Jimmy Tickey, I want to thank you so much for giving us the time on WICC. Thank you for the details on this and looking forward to getting a copy of this book. Jimmy Tickey here on WICC.